Blog Talk Radio.
I never in a million years thought it would end up this way. I came here hoping to find true love and the man of my dreams. I am extremely confident about the man that I have chosen. I know it's the right one. My connection with Jesse is so strong. I feel like I cannot live without him. I could definitely see Jesse by my side for the rest of my life. I see a life that is full of love, excitement. He's someone that gets me. He's someone that makes me want to be a better person. I believe that Jesse and I would have a great future together. Today, I am ending up with my soulmate.
Nerve-wracking putting your heart in someone else's hands. I'm nervous, but at the same time, I'm so confident, and I know she's the one. I'm so in love with Deanna. I don't even know how to put into words how badly I want to be engaged to Dee.
She's just that one person that I can't see myself without.
I just want to start my life with her. I've never felt this way about anyone before. I really think she's my soulmate.
Everyone, thank you for listening to Stardish Radio. That was a preview of who our guest is. I hope everybody heard it well because it didn't come too well over here. This is Joanne, your host, and thank you again for calling into Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is September 4th, 2008, and the call-in number is 347-945-5423. Tomorrow evening, September 5th, we will have John Engel, who portrays Edward Quartermain, on General Hospital. So make sure you tune in for that. Go to stardishradio.com to view the rest of the lineup and sign up for the email alerts while you're there. Forgive me if I sound like I'm underwater. I do have a little bit of a cold, so bear with me. Tonight we have two fabulous people. One is a realtor from Newman, Georgia, and the other is a hot snowboarder from Cleveland, Ohio. And together they make the next reality super couple. Please welcome to Stardish Radio, Deanna and Jesse.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Oh, gosh, we're doing just fine here. Hi, Deanna.
Hey, it's actually Deanna.
Deanna, okay. Deanna, sorry, sweetie. It's such a pleasure to have you both here. You have so many fans on the phone. My chat room is up to 170 people. You guys are the bomb right now.
Oh, that's awesome. We're so excited.
Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad to have you. You came by popular demand. So I'm glad they requested you. I'm glad I got you to be able to come on. Congratulations to the both of you on the engagement.
Thanks so much.
May 9th is the big day in the Bahamas.
Yes, we love the warm weather.
Yeah, well, that's great. So let me start with Deanna. Sorry, again. Tell us a little bit about how you decided to get involved with the whole process of the Bachelor show. Did you discuss it with your family first, or was it just something that you saw on TV and decided you wanted to do?
You know what? Before I ever went on the show, even when I was on The Bachelor, I have never seen the show before in my life. Very good friends of mine, Jason and Allison Sharp, they're avid fans of the show, and they called me one day, and she was like, oh, my God, the auditions are in Atlanta. You should go. You'd be perfect for the show. And I was just like, no, I'm not really into reality shows. I think I'll skip it. And she was like, oh, come on, they're in Atlanta. We'll go get something to eat afterwards. And I was like, okay, I like food. Let's go eat. All right. And I went, and I just never thought in a million years that they would choose me, because I just don't see myself as any different from the next girl. So when they kept calling and kept calling and kept calling, I was like, wow, oh, my God, what if they choose me? Should I go? And my sister's like, yeah, you should go. If you don't like it, if you don't fall in love, then come home. And then I think we all know what happened after that.
Well, after that whole bee incident, you ended up in Ellen's studio and found out you'd be the next Bachelorette, and your expressions were priceless. I remember watching that. And once the initial shock wore off, how nervous were you to put your heart on the line again on national TV?
It was a little nerve-wracking, but then again, I was just extremely excited because I believe in the show and I believe in the process. So I knew that it could happen. I just couldn't, you know, I was just hoping, like, I couldn't have imagined that it would have turned out as good as it has.
Right. And, Jesse, history showing that marriage has been a rare occurrence on the shows. What made you decide to get involved with the show?
I actually didn't apply to be on the show. My cousin Heather Sinsack was at OU in Ohio, and a bunch of her and her college girlfriends got online and applied for me to be on the show and didn't even tell me. And she told her mom, and her mom called my mom around Christmas time, and my mom said, oh, your cousin Heather applied for you to be on the show. And I was like, Mom, they don't take long-haired hippie kids to be on The Bachelorette. They take Abercrombie models. And I said, they're never going to call. Don't worry about it. And next thing I know, I just got done filming with MTV's Maid, and I was a maid coach on there. And the day that I got done filming with them, the phone rings, and it's ABC's The Bachelorette wanting to fly me to L.A. to try out. And I was like, all right, whatever. You guys are wasting your time. And I went in there, and I wore a T-shirt that was bright red, and it had a giant name tag on the chest that said, hello, my name is Jesse. And I think all the producers were like, this guy's got to be out of his mind. So I think they at first put me on, you know, like, oh, he'll be a good time, you know. And then I never expected to make it past night one, so here
right.
I am.
Well, there you are. It's right. And Andy Baldwin, who is the bachelor on The Officer and a Gentleman, is going to officiate your wedding.
Andy is a really good friend of ours. He's, you know, he's helped me out a lot along the way and given me some really good advice. I can't promise that he'll officiate the wedding, but I'm sure he'll be there.
Oh, okay. That's the online rumor going around.
Yeah, we talked into that one recently.
The other one is that it's possibly going to be televised.
No one has spoken to us about it. You know, Jesse and I are just taking it day by day and trying to live our lives and be happy.
Right.
No one has approached us about filming the wedding. No one's asked us about it. We haven't talked to ABC. I think they're really gearing up and focusing on Jason's season, and that's what we're all excited about.
Yes, Jason is the next Bachelor, and I see a lot of people are really excited about that. And watching the show, I honestly thought, whether it was through the magic of editing, you never know what hits the floor and what doesn't, that he was actually going to be your choice, because that's the way, when you watched it, it looked. Now, tell everyone when and where and what made you choose to be with Jesse. What was it about him? You just said, you know what, this guy is it for me.
You know what, everybody knows that Jason is a wonderful man. He's a very good friend of mine and Jesse's. But unfortunately, the show always leads you to believe
Right.
That it's someone else. And unfortunately for Jesse and I, no one really got to see the love story, the fact that we were head over heels for each other, the fact that we were crazy when we were together. We had so much fun, and I looked at him in a way that I didn't look at any of the other guys. So
right.
Unfortunately, that story didn't get told to all the viewers. But, you know, when it came down to that final day, I'm sitting there, and I have two totally different guys that I have to choose between. And, you know, everybody knows that the process was hard enough as it was for me, let alone involving these two guys and their feelings. It simply came down to the fact that I was in love with Jesse.
Right.
I loved Jason, but I wasn't in love with him.
Right. Well, I can't even begin to describe the popularity of you guys with the requests to get you on the show and how the love that people have for you. A couple weeks ago, I had a guest on, Graham Bunn. And it was totally off the wall because I really didn't expect to get an email to have him on the show. It just didn't seem like it was going to happen. And I got so many emails after his show. Oh, you don't know, Jesse and Deanna, they're getting a raw deal. You need to get them on your show. I was like, oh, okay. You have so many fans, the both of you. How is this new fame holding for you?
Honey?
like Dee Dee was saying before, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time. You know, we're really focused on us, and we did everything really backwards. You know, we fell in love, and now we're getting to know the ins and outs and everyday life of one another, you know. And we love being together, and we're enjoying life. You know, we're not really focused on anything other than us. And I mean, we're just normal people, you know. I mean, it's kind of weird to go places and have people want to take photos with you and stuff, but I guess it's par for the course, you know?
Right. Well, I'll tell you right now, there's 184 people in the chat room and about, 30 people on hold waiting to ask you questions. So I'm going to jump over to the phones. We're going to go to area code 903. Hi, you're on the phone with Deanna and Jesse.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you?
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Very
I'm
well.
I'm shocked that through. I'm so excited. You guys are awesome, and I have a question for you. I wanted to know when you're going to be in Breckenridge, and if Jesse, if you're going to be giving snowboarding lessons.
As for Breckenridge, we will be back in Breckenridge for sure by November 1st, maybe sooner. And I will be giving lessons in Breckenridge, and you can book me through Breckenridge Ski School.
Wow, how awesome is that? My family, we're going for the first time, my two sons, my husband and I, and that would be totally awesome if we could get to meet you guys.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
He's a good teacher. I'll vouch for it. I'm snowboarding after 2 days, so he's a good teacher.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, you guys
Just get online and hit us up at www.deannaandjesse.com. Shoot us an email.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
For sure.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next area code we're going to is area code 228. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. What's your name?
Toya.
Toya,
hey,
you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hey, Deanna. Hey, Jesse.
How are you? I'm glad you got through.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm glad I got to get through, y'all.
We are,
we're
too.
We're so psyched.
Yes, because I love y'all. Like, I've been watching Deanna since the whole, love thing, and I'm just so excited that she found love. And I was boohooing watching the last episode. I was like, oh, she picked Jesse. Yay. So it's been really neat. Y'all seem like a down-to-earth kind of couple, so that's why I think everybody loves y'all. So.
Oh, but, good. Thank you.
We're definitely.
My question is, have y'all came up with any more plans for your wedding? I know the last thing we heard about was the color brown, cheesecake. So I was wondering, have y'all come up with any more things for your wedding?
Guess we've been super focused on one another that we haven't gotten past the color brown and a whole lot of cheesecake yet.
Okay, cool. Well, you guys are awesome, and keep keeping us updated on y'all, and we wish y'all all the best.
Thank you so much.
Toya. We really appreciate it.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Take care.
Good night. Wow, it's amazing how loyal the fans are. That's really great. You guys have, I think, are going to set a record here as far as the guests in the chat room.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'll definitely have to let you know what the end result is. I think you guys are going to set the record. Area code 843, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. What's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy, say hi to Jesse and Deanna.
Hi, Jesse and Deanna. I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
I've written you 3 emails on your homepage, on your page. I'm the 50-year-old that was born in 1938. I'm actually 70, but I feel 50. And you guys make me feel 20.
thank you so much.
That's awesome.
It's so flattering.
I have two things. I won't take up any more of your time. Jesse, in Palm Springs, you said you'd be afraid to take Deanna to get popcorn in a movie. If you take her to see Mamma Mia, you'll knock her socks off.
I need to get Jesse to see that, and he wouldn't go watch that movie with me.
I actually just did take her to the movies the other night, and we went and saw 2 movies. We went and saw Vicky, and I want to say it was called Race Wars or something like that, and we had a great time together.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mamma Mia is filmed in Greece.
That's one of the Greek islands. And it's fantastic.
Nice. It is fantastic. I've seen it 6 times.
I'll have to check it out.
Okay, the other question I have is, I found for you something that I would like to send you guys. It's a very small plaque, and it reflects your conversation on just before your overnight date about... Well, I'll read it to you. It says it doesn't matter where you go in life. It's who you have beside you, and I want to send that to you.
That's awesome.
I tell you what. Why don't you send us an email to the Deanna and Jesse website? You know that one, right?
Yes, I've sent 3 through there already.
Okay, send us another one and put your name on there, and we'll be sure to send you an address.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you very much. That's so nice.
Sandy,
you,
thanks.
We'd love to have you come to Myrtle Beach.
We appreciate it so much.
All the stuff you love is in Myrtle Beach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care, Sandy.
Love
bye-bye.
Aw, that's so sweet. So have you guys gotten any gifts from fans?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Dee Dee gets stuff all the time. It's amazing. The people that really... reach out to us and send us things. It's awesome.
Tell me, Dee Dee, what have you gotten? What's the most thing that stands out to you that you can remember?
Oh, man, I want to say that I have the best supporters in the entire world, but I have a couple of really, really strong followers on, like, MySpace and stuff that communicate with me. I talk to them all the time, and I got just the other day from one of my fans in Germany. She made me a poem book with pictures and stuff, and it was so cool. And then one of my other fans, Doris, she has followed me throughout the entire process. She is so sweet. She always sends me, like, a photo book of, like, pictures from the season. And then recently she sent me some coffee mugs that she made herself. So we get all kinds of stuff. I mean, we get letters, we get photo albums, we get books, we get... after my stint on Brad's season, I got a book that touched me so much. It was from a girl here in Atlanta, and it was called The Motherless Daughters.
Uh-huh.
And when I opened it up, it just made me cry because she had written to me, and she said that she related to me when I was on the show with Brad because she had lost her mother due to cancer about 10 years ago. And she sent me this book because she just wanted me to read it, and hopefully it would help me to understand everything. And it made me cry right away to know that I had touched someone's life that much to make them feel, to send me a book to help me in any way. And it was just amazing how much you touch people's lives throughout this process.
Right. Wow. That sounds fabulous. The next caller we're going to go to is area code 770. I believe that's Georgia, isn't it? 770.
Yes, it is.
And your name? What's your name? Hello?
Okay, maybe they're shy, so we'll put them back on hold. We'll move on. I've had that plenty of times. Area code 989, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Going really well.
So I was wondering, are you two planning on having kids anytime soon?
Let's
start getting married first.
We definitely
want kids. We want to get started before. Hopefully we're 30, but we're definitely, you know, focusing on getting married first.
Hey, if you come to Michigan, can we do lunch?
Absolutely.
I sent you my email contact, so.
Sorry?
I said I sent you my email contact on your page and asked you to do lunch. So if you guys ever come to Michigan, get a hold of us.
Oh, absolutely. That sounds awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. And if, you know, there's so many people, we get so many emails, and it takes us forever to go through them. So anybody who has sent us an email or a MySpace, just please be patient with us, and we'll definitely return all those and get back to all you guys. We're sifting through them one at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. I can only imagine. Just by looking at how many people are on my switchboard, I can imagine the emails you guys get. it's insane. Area code 281, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hi, Deanna and Jesse. This is Contessa. I'm just one of your biggest fans. You have a huge following.
Thank you for your support.
How are you?
I have a question for both of you. Deanna, we love the onesie you wore on the hometown date with Jesse. And we saw in the Book of Thoughts that you had that on with the white bathing suit. Where was that picture taken?
You know, sadly, Jesse gave me the onesie. He actually gave me two snowboarding outfits early on in filming when he was living in the house the first week of filming. It was him and Jeremy and Richard. And it was Jesse's birthday, and I actually threw him a surprise birthday party at the house. And they filmed all this, but there just wasn't enough airtime for it to make television. And Jesse, being the giving person that he is, here I am throwing him a birthday party, and I made him pancakes and stuff, and he's like, hold on, I'll be right back. And he runs upstairs, and he comes down with these two outfits, that onesie from Roxy, and then another pants and jacket. And he gave it to me, and I was like, this is your birthday. You're supposed to get gifts. So when I got home from my date that night, he said, all right, if you want to make my birthday, you have to put that onesie on and wear it out to the hot tub. And I was like, all right. So I put the onesie on, and I wore it out to the hot tub, and that was where that picture came from.
Oh, that's awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I also had a question for Jesse. We are intrigued by your belt buckle and wanted to know what it means and what it says.
That belt buckle was actually given to me. I took second place in a snowboarding contest, Spring Massive at Breckenridge. It was a 5 contest, took second, and it was part of my kind of trophy, if you will. So it's a giant belt buckle that says Freeway Terrain Park, Peak 8, Breckenridge, Colorado. So it's kind of like wearing a trophy around my waist, and I don't know, I had to earn it, so it means a lot to me. I just know that I won't see any of those rolling around anywhere anytime soon.
Well, it looks great.
Thank you very much.
We are part of Pam's group, and we love you guys.
Good.
You have no idea how much we love you, and we're just looking forward to May 9th, 2009.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate your support.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's see here. We're going to area code 719. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. What's your question?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hello?
Hello,
hey.
Go ahead. You're...
Okay. Are you there?
Who are you talking
right.
to?
I have to say, we've done a lot of interviews, and we always have reporters ask us. They say, ask us, or, you know, give us something that you've never been asked before. And a lot of these questions we're getting tonight are stuff that we've never been asked before. So I'm kind of psyched.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's
good,
great.
Good. All right. Let me ask you this. Where is home going to be for you guys once you get married? What state are you going to live in?
I don't know if we've decided on one home. I'm so torn to being in Georgia because I'm so close to my family.
Right.
But I've spent some time in Breckenridge, and I love Breckenridge, and I feel like it's a good place to raise kids. So I think we'll settle down to one home once we have a family.
Good idea. Good idea. Nice to have those choices.
Yeah.
It is, definitely. Area code 718, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Jesse, Deanna. It's Mike.
How are you?
Island, New York.
Oh, good.
You remember me, guys?
Yeah.
Deanna, I wrote to you in the fall, remember? And I congratulated you on becoming the Bachelorette.
Yes, I remember. I got a lot of letters, but I do remember.
Talk to you guys in person. Well, not in person, but live on the air. This is great technology. How are you guys doing?
We're doing,
great,
good. Mike.
I want to tell Deanna that my dad is very sick right now with cancer. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Imagine how you were as a young girl with your mom, and I do have the most other respect for all the things.
Oh, thank you so much.
In your life.
Thank you. You know what? I'll keep you in my prayers.
I thank you so much. And I'm not going to let someone else get to talk to you guys, and I'll definitely keep in touch. God bless you all, and
you too.
Getting my call.
Mike, best wishes to your father, Mike.
And I wish you could send me, I'm going to try to get back to you on the website. I love an autograph.
Oh, awesome.
Sounds
great. Send us an address, and we'll get it right out for you.
I thank you so much.
Thank
you. Take care, Mike.
Good wishes, all right?
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mike. I always get a little touched with the cancer stories. I'm a survivor myself, so I totally can sympathize.
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay. Area code 240, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. 216, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Cleveland in the house.
Are you going to talk? Wow. Nobody wants to talk. What's going on here?
Everybody wants to just listen.
I think so. I think that, you know, there's so many people that just get a little tongue twisted when you take them off. I've had that done quite a few times with different guests. Okay, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. Okay. Here we go again. Let's see. I apologize. Area code 216, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. Nope, they're not there. Okay.
Man.
We'll move on to area code 803, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. There's something going on with this switchboard, honestly. Oh, you know what it is, guys. We are so overloaded. The switchboard is dying.
Oh,
no. Wait a second. Let me just clear up some of this stuff. Area code 914. Can you hear me on the phone? You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna? Yep. The switchboard's overloaded. That's pretty much what it is. Wait, no. I'm just going to refresh it. They'll come back on. But in the meantime, so what have you guys been doing to occupy yourselves? Working? You go to tons of events and stuff like that. What's been the most fun thing to come out of this whole show?
Jeff? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, well, where did he go now? Wow, Deanna, I apologize.
It's okay.
Let me find you.
We were all over MySpace and everything, inviting all the fans to call in. This is good.
Oh, yeah, it is good. Hi, area code 216.
Hello. Hello, hello.
There you go. Okay,
Hi. We got you back. Let's see who we got next, if we can get anybody else back.
You guys can hear me again?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Area code 253.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, gosh, it's so cool to talk to you two.
Wait, let me guess. You're calling from the Pacific Northwest, maybe Seattle, Tacoma?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much. I do have a few questions.
Hit us.
Okay. Well, tell me something that wasn't aired that you wish was aired on the show.
I wish that the birthday party was aired because that starts showing. I mean, that starts showing, like, the chemistry and the attraction that I had with Jesse. And I feel like a lot of that was left out, and that's why a lot of the viewers were so confused at the end when I chose Jesse instead of Jason. But that's one of the things I definitely wish would have aired.
Yeah.
You know, I would have to say on that I have two things that I wish that would have been aired. One was more interaction. They would have shown more interaction of, you know, me with her family. You know, they didn't show a ton of positive interaction with me and her family. And secondly, Dee Dee's brother Thomas actually, when me and Jason got there to meet the family, Thomas had a shotgun out, and he kind of went through this whole rigmarole about how he couldn't run that fast, and he might not be as tough as me, but he was a really good shot, and I wish they would have shown that because it was good. It was good TV.
Yeah, I saw that on the interview with the in Portland. That was a really good interview too. By the way.
Oh, that's right. That's when we were in Mount Hood. That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you going to be coming out for Jason's, like, bachelor thing to the Seattle area, or?
We at this point. Are you talking about his filming?
Yes. Yeah.
At this point, we have not been asked by ABC to come out, although I would love to go out and kind of sift through some of these girls that think they're going to be good enough for Jason and Ty, and I think that would be great to go out there, but at this point, ABC has not invited us.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll write them a letter and tell them to invite you. Another question. First of all, I wanted to say thank you, too, for all the updates on your MySpace. I go on it every day and check your updates. I just love you guys.
thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Cool.
And stay in tune because we're going to be launching a new website on the www.DeannaandJesse.com here in the next month or so.
Oh, good. I have that one, too, and I've been watching that one closely, too, but I haven't seen a whole lot of new stuff on there. So.
Yeah, it's going to be good. There's going to be video and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been invited back on to the Ellen DeGeneres show, or are you two going to go on together?
Yeah, not yet. Ellen was on hiatus for the summertime. They don't film throughout the summer, so she had the whole summer off right when the show was done airing. But I know she's a fan of the show, and I know that she did see the finale, and she was very excited and happy. So Jesse and I are hoping that we do get to go visit Ellen hopefully this fall.
Well, I hope so. And this is kind of weird, but I am a waitress at a Federal Way Black Angus here in the Seattle area.
Yep.
If you come in, I'll buy you all the cheesecake you want.
thank you.
Thank you so much. I love cheesecake, so I might show up there one day. Skinny White Kid loves cheesecake.
Oh, wow. You're going to be getting tons of cheesecake in the mail now. So.
It would totally make my day if I was to meet you two just one day. It would just So, and it's so cool that I got to talk to you. I can't believe it.
we think so, too. This is awesome.
We're psyched to talk to you, and we love that you guys all call and give us, like, new, interesting questions.
Oh, good. And keep up on the MySpace updates, because I really love to watch those.
For sure.
Okay, thank you so much, and I love you, and good luck to you, too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. She was rad.
You're getting cheesecake, like, coming out of your ears after that now.
I am psyched. I will do an extra 100 sit-ups a day if people start sending me cheesecake. It's on like Donkey Kong. Let's do this.
Oh, gosh. They're definitely going to just, like, swarm you guys. All right, let's go over here. Area code 312, Tony from Chicago. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hey, how you doing, Joanne? How you doing, you guys?
Good.
Hey.
I'm good.
Hey, Deanna and Jesse, how you guys doing?
Tony, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure doing so. Congratulations on the engagement, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know you guys have been so – it's been a whirlwind for you guys since this whole thing's been over, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been long, but it's been fun. You know, it's every day is a new adventure.
Yeah, I see the look. I believe it. I believe it. I definitely believe it. I want to talk about some of the show. Back in show number 2, you had a group date at Dodger Stadium. What was that like?
Oh man, Tommy Lasorda is like the uncle that you always wanted. That just says it how he is. You know, says it how it is. I got to say that I blew it in Home Run Derby, man. I was so bummed. I wanted round 2. I was like, man.
Somebody asked me earlier one of the things that I wish would have aired, and I think all the guys will vouch for this. I beat these guys at everything. I mean, I beat them at baseball. I beat them at, you know, everything. And what they didn't show is at Dodger Stadium, after all the guys got to bat, they let me get up and bat. And I hit every single baseball that was thrown at me. I mean, I was just, like, cracking them left and right. Yeah, and they didn't show it. And I, like, whooped the guys totally up and down the baseball field.
Jesus.
Holy, you can whip me in a Home Run Derby.
That's right.
So you hear that right now. Whip me. Okay. One more question before I let you go, because I got other calls on the line. Deanna, when you got a chance to meet Jesse's family, did they have a sense of you saying that they liked you from the beginning, from the very beginning, or did they have to take a while to get to know you and then said, okay, she's the one for that?
Jesse's parents?
Yes.
I think it was as soon as the door opened, I mean, I just felt like immediately that they loved me. There was no question about it. And there was some sort of, there was no pressure at all. You know, I went to the other houses and, you know, I was nervous or I was scared the parents wouldn't like me or I was afraid that they were going to think that I wasn't doing this for the right reasons. And with Jesse's parents, I never had any of those feelings. Like, his mom and dad walk straight into the house, and his mom gives me a little gift basket, you know, to welcome me to Breckenridge. And his dad is just funny right off the bat. I mean, I fell in love with them at the moment that I met them.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, now you're gonna have in-laws.
I know, they're the best.
Listen, I know you got other calls on the way, so I'll say thank you guys very much for listening, talking to me tonight, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Tony, you're the man. Thanks so much, buddy.
No problem. Take care.
Thanks, Tony.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's get over here to, gosh, there's so many people. It's insane, insane. Area code 212, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hello?
Go, 212.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, is it me?
Yep.
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, okay, because they didn't say the name. They just said 212.
Okay, yeah, turn your speakers down.
Hi, this is James. My name is James. I'm James from your MySpace page.
Hey, James.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, dude. How you doing? Hey, I just had a quick question. I'm wondering if Deanna's going to be teaching at Mount Hood next year, because by that time she should be pretty good.
Dude, she's killing it, man.
She's killing it out there. I bet. Are those lessons going to be like
$1,000
or less?
Yeah,
I don't think I'll be teaching anybody to snowboard.
No?
Cool.
I have to focus getting up on my own and getting down the mountain. I mean, I'm okay, but I'm no pro.
Yeah, but, you can teach kids, though.
I know. I'm thinking that the next time Jesse goes down the half pipe, I'm just going to follow right behind him and do a crippler and
Oh.
Hey, listen, I'll let you go. A lot of people are going to ask you questions, but I'll send you my cheesecake recipe. It's very easy.
Oh, awesome. We'd appreciate it.
And it's the best.
James, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Take care.
I told you. Just wait.
That guy's rad. That guy's so rad.
Yeah. He's all the time sending us updates and stuff in MySpace. He's one of our number one fans. He's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
He always, every time I blow it in some sort of way on the internet, spelling something wrong, he's the first guy to tell me about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad he got through, definitely. Let's see here. Area code 914, that's Westchester County. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. 914. That really stinks. My hometown area code ain't even answering. What's up with that?
Aww.
I hear you. I had a 216 call in that didn't answer. I was bummed.
I rarely get a 914, so I was curious about that one. But, okay, moving on. Moving on. 678, you're on the phone. Oh, no, that's not 678. Sorry, 615, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
That would be Chris in Nashville. I'm excited.
Yay,
to get through.
I love Nashville.
I love Atlanta. I love Nashville, too. It's a great city.
I lived there for five years.
Did you really?
Yeah, I lived there for 5 years when I graduated high school. I love Nashville.
I love Nashville. It's the biggest small town you'll ever visit.
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually taking Jesse there this weekend. We're heading up there on Sunday.
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
Hello?
Hello?
I guess we did.
Bummer.
Oh, well, she'll call back, and hopefully I'll be able to get her in there. There's only 20 minutes left, and not enough time for the 30 people on hold. I can guarantee you that.
Dee Dee, I think you scared her.
You be quiet. You're lucky you're in Kentucky.
Area code 970. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Ooh, that's Summit County, Colorado right there.
Hello.
Hello,
Jesse and Deanna.
Yes,
hey,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much.
I wish you the best for the rest of your life.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado, Ryan Sutter's hometown.
Nice.
Ah, yeah, it's a wonderful town, so I hope you'll give us a look. It's a great place to raise kids. It's a good family town.
I'll definitely be bringing Dee Dee down to Fort Collins for sure.
Well, that's good. If you get here, I've sent you an email, so stop and look us up, okay?
Totally. Thanks so much.
Yeah, my question is, did you get an invite to Ellen's wedding?
No, we didn't get an invite. We're not that good of friends, but I did see pictures in People magazine, and it was absolutely beautiful. I'm very happy
it
for
was.
Ellen.
Yeah,
they looked great.
Beautiful.
Yep. So I'm glad. I wish them happiness, too. So.
Yeah, me
what
too.
So you're in at Noonan, Georgia now?
Yeah, I'm in Noonan, and Jesse is actually in Kentucky, who went up to visit his parents.
Oh, good. Well, it seems like you guys just really have, you know, meshed well, and I just thank you for sharing your love story with us. It was a fun season to watch, and I was rooting for Jesse all along, but, you know, they steer you towards thinking you're going to pick Jason, and Jason's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for supporting us. Yes, and well, have fun, enjoy life, just, you know, but you seem happy, and I love your pictures when we get to see them on your website and stuff, so keep that coming, okay?
For sure.
Okay, it was great to
talk to you.
I know there are a lot of people that want to speak to you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. We actually have caller 615 back on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you. The switchboard kicked me out.
I know.
Well, if you guys make it to Nashville, I sent you a message on MySpace. You've got to try the Wild Horse Saloon. It is the best fun.
Oh, I love the Wild Horse Saloon.
I bartended for
5 years, and when I was in Nashville, and I worked at Grand Central Station, which is next door to
there
Wild Horse Saloon.
I love that place.
We're actually going to be up there this weekend.
I'll shoot you a message. You guys have to. I'm going to be downtown Saturday night. You'll have to give me a shout.
Okay, cool.
Give me a shout. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds good.
I did have to tell you, Deanna, you said that we didn't get to see your love story. But what I saw between you guys was the friendship that built. And for me,
the best
love stories start with friendship. And I could tell that you guys were just becoming best friends. And that was more important to me than seeing the love story.
Yeah, no, I agree, and that's exactly what Jesse said to me on night one when we sat down and talked. He's like, you know what, I want to become friends first, and if we can become friends, then if anything forms after that, then that's great, and that's exactly what happened with us. We became friends first, and then, you know, it probably wasn't until, like, the Palm Springs, when we were in Palm Springs date, where I was kind of like, wow, he's hot, I really like this guy, you know?
I mean, we were out there riding four-wheelers, and he's the only one I could pay attention to because he was so awesome. You know, he's actually one guy that could keep up with me. So the love story did unfold a little bit, but I wish it would have shown a lot more. I wish the viewers would have gotten to see a lot more of, you know, the love story and the relationship that cultivated between the two of us.
I can definitely see. I can definitely see how there was a lot that they didn't show. But what we did get to see was enthralling. It was addictive.
Good.
It was really
good,
addictive.
I'm glad.
I haven't watched the season with you and Brad. I did watch the whole season, but other than you and Jesse, I haven't been that enthralled, that addicted to a season. I had to see every episode. I had to know what was going to happen. So you guys really had
me
hooked
really
from
happy.
The beginning. You
that
guys
makes
had me
really
hooked
happy.
The, definitely had me hooked from the beginning. And Jesse, I have to tell you, I dig the haircut.
Thank you so much. I was a little nervous at first, but it's definitely grown on me, and I've had it cut a couple times since then, and I'm going to keep it short. I'm psyched on it.
It looks good.
Thank you very much.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for letting me back on, Joanne. I'm going to clear the room.
You're welcome.
You guys have a great night.
Okay.
You too. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. I'm glad she got to get back on.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Area code 240, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
That's me, right?
That's you.
That's you.
All right, this is Linda.
Hey,
Linda,
Linda,
how are
Maryland.
You?
I'm great. Listen, guys, your show was just awesome. But I wanted
Thank
to ask you a question. My question is, if ABC doesn't air your wedding or it doesn't get on TV, have you considered maybe having your wedding filmed and selling it and having the profits go to JSAC?
We haven't thought twice. Like, our theory is this. Like, hey, if ABC wants to talk to us about filming the wedding, we would definitely sit down in a meeting with them and talk about it. But we're going to get married regardless, and, you know, that's like our special day, and we're not really too worried about getting it filmed or not filmed or whatever. We're in love, and we're going to get married, and we haven't really given it a ton of thought yet.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
So, as for now, I'm sorry I don't have any more info for you, but we will definitely keep everybody posted.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No
Bye.
Worries.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody's pretty much expecting now because the love story was so grand and because ABC made it look a different way and you went one way and they made it look a different way. And they're like, oh, they have a new Trista and Ryan. Is it going to be aired? And that kind of thing. But
we know that we have a large following and we have a lot of people who support us and there's a lot of the viewers who are behind us 100%. So we definitely want them to see the entire love story, but we just haven't put that much thought into it. I mean, we haven't slowed down since the show was done airing, so.
Right. Well, you know what? Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your time, you know, to yourselves and not even worry about all that other stuff. So it'll all come to on your website and all that other stuff. So really just enjoy each other. That's what's important. So
thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you so much.
So area code 719, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. Are you there? 719.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. This is Wanda.
Hey,
Wanda.
Wanda,
how are you?
Hi. Thanks for putting my video up on your MySpace.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
Oh, I thought that was great. I have a question for you. How do you guys feel about the media about right now?
What do you mean
do you
about
like
the media?
Yeah, do you, are they in your face a little too much, especially when you go to California, or?
It's kind of give and take. Like, when we're in Atlanta, like in Noonan, nobody really bothers us. I mean, I've grown up here my whole life. Nobody really says anything to us. And same thing in Breckenridge. Like, Jesse lives there. People don't really say anything. But, yeah, when we're in L.A., obviously, there's media and paparazzi everywhere, and you can't hide, you know. If we're at the beach and they happen to be there taking pictures, what are we going to do, pack up and go home and hide for the rest of our lives? I mean, we can't do that. So if they're there, we smile, you know. I mean, we're normal people. We're kind of sucking it all up. Like, who really wants to take pictures of us, you know? It's exciting, and it's all new.
Yeah, I bet. And a lot of people want to see them, obviously. So I'd like to congratulate you guys. And, you know, I've been watching The Bachelor, Bachelorette for a long time. And, you know, the first couple Bachelor seasons I watched, then I really got bored with it. But this season, I don't know, it was amazing. It was a good show, and your love story, wow, it's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
welcome.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. And
okay.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank
you.
Bye, Wanda.
Take care.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's got to be rough having people in your face all the time. But, you know, like you said, you can't hide from it. So it is what it is. And Jesse will say, too, it's not like they're up in our face or, like,
right,
following us around from shop to shop. They're usually so far away, they take their few pictures and then they leave. And then we stay at the
right
beach for a couple more hours, or we go shopping or do whatever we do, you know. And they're not, it's not like they follow us around all day. They get what they want and they leave. So
yeah, you'll just be, you know, you'll be chilling somewhere and you look across the street and there's a guy with a camera lens the size of a broomstick shooting photos, you know?
That's gotta be bad. Oh gosh. Oh god. Area code 502, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna. 502, are you there? Going once, going twice, moving on. Okay. Area code 763, you're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
That's me, I'm Teresa.
Hey,
Teresa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
I have been waiting for a very long time to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for waiting.
Yeah. My question is, how often are you guys together now after the taping was all done?
It's funny that you asked that. We have been together every day, nonstop, 24 hours a day since July 1st until about 3 days ago. This has been our first little break, and Dee Dee did a bunch of family stuff, and I came from Georgia up to Kentucky. I just drove Dee Dee's car up, and I'm helping my dad do a little bit of construction on his little cabin in Kentucky. And I'm actually going back to Georgia tomorrow, so this was our first time at all apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. And do you know where you'll spend the holidays this year?
We're going to celebrate in our little house in Breckenridge.
Okay.
we're going to do Thanksgiving in Georgia. My family's going to come down and do Thanksgiving with Dee Dee's family. But Christmas we're going to definitely do out in Breckenridge. We'll probably spend some time out on the slopes.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
I'm from Minnesota, so we have a lot of skiing here.
Nice.
Oh, you'll have to come to Breckenridge. The Breckenridge ski resorts are so nice. You'll have to come out there.
Cool. It's gotten really cold here now already, and this is early
Don't
for us.
Don't tell me
so
that. Don't tell me that. I haven't worked my way into cold weather yet.
Well,
it's great.
We're going on our first family vacation in 2 weeks, and we're going on a cruise, so it should be nice and warm, hopefully, if those hurricanes
oh, awesome.
Stay away.
Oh, awesome.
Enjoy
good.
Yourself.
Yeah. Well, I look forward, and hopefully you have the wedding videotaped, or it's going to be on ABC. So.
Oh, cool.
I'm sure you'll have a lot of people watching.
Thank
I'm
you
sure
so much.
We hope so. Thank you.
Okay, I'll let another caller come on.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Have a good night.
Thanks, you too.
All right, guys, everything's winding down. We got 6 minutes left. I'm going to try and squeeze a couple more people in here, so keep it brief. We're going to go to area code 630. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hello?
Hi,
how are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Doing great.
I just want to tell you guys give love a new meaning. You guys are just awesome.
Oh, thank
you
so much.
You guys are so awesome. And Dee Dee, I was up in Atlanta last summer. How do you stand
oh,
the
really?
Heat?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm used to it. Jesse says the same thing. Jesse's here and he's like, oh my God, it's so hot outside. And I'm like, what? I love it.
Oh my God.
Oh,
the humidity is just disgusting. I mean, I'm from Chicago, so it's like I'd rather be the West Coast.
It's gnarly. It's like Satan landed there and turned the furnace on.
I'm telling you, you walk out your door and it's like it hits you like a wall.
I know. I've been
here
my whole life, so I'm used to it. I took Jesse to the lake a couple weeks ago here in Georgia, and he got in the lake water, and he was like, oh, my God, it's like bath water. And I was like, I know. See?
I know. You
I
get it,
and
it's like, oh,
LA.
God. Yeah. Well, I just want to tell you, you guys are awesome. You guys.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you so much.
No problem. You guys take care.
Hey, you
too.
Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
you're talking about going from one extreme to the next. I lived in Florida, and I moved from Florida to Buffalo, so I'm waiting for this.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait for the snow.
Lake,
I'm from New
Lake
York.
Effect.
Well, I'm right across the street from Lake Erie. There's a little beach. Yep. Oh, God, it's so beautiful. But
I grew up on Lake Erie.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I lived a mile south of Lake Erie. I used to be out there all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice. My kids are having so much fun with it. They have no idea what snow is. They're so used to the Florida weather. I can't wait till the wintertime just to see them in the snow. So that'll be really
cool. For sure.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. So let's see. I got one more caller, guys, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. Area code 505. You're on the phone with Jesse and Deanna.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I can't believe this. I'll wait. One more call. This is Deborah.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing well.
I'm doing really good.
Doing fine, and your pictures have been great. Thank you so much for sharing. I mean,
anytime.
So generous of you, and really appreciate it. I have a couple of questions. One.
Yeah, go ahead.
I live in Santa Fe, and
yep.
I'm wondering if you're going to do any kind of meet and greet up in Breckenridge.
We will probably end up doing some stuff in Breckenridge. I know we will be there for Uhlerfest, but we have had a few talks with the town of Breckenridge of maybe doing some sort of Deanna and Jesse weekend. And we will keep everybody posted as we are kind of filled in on things.
Oh, great. Okay, thanks. And the other question I have, actually, Jesse, I'd written to you about this, is I'm a teacher, and one of the things I'm doing this year is talking to my kids about choices. And if you don't mind, I'd like to use you as an example about someone who, you know, you pushed through, you wanted to be, you saw snowboarding, you liked it, and you had the courage to go out and do it. And I was wondering, do you have a poster that's available?
I do have a poster, glove sponsor, Zero Gloves. If you shoot Zero Gloves, email www.zerogloves.com. They should have, I had to sit in a room one day and sign a stack of those, but if you contact them, they will send one and I can personalize it and send it to you if you'd like.
Okay, cool, because I'd like to put it up on the wall and, you know, and then Deanna,
sure.
You're next, you know, once you get up on the slopes and do your thing, because I know you're going to whoop some ass up there. I envy you so much for being athletic. I think it's fabulous.
Thank you so much. You know what? I love Breckenridge, and I have convinced some of my best friends, my best friend Mac, he's probably listening in on the interview. I've convinced him and my best friend Jamie to move to Breckenridge for the winter because I was only there for like a week, and then I went snowboarding like twice, and I was like, oh, my God, I love Breckenridge. You guys have to move here. And my friends are obsessed now. They all are in love with Jesse. They don't like me anymore. They just love Jesse, and they all want to move to Breckenridge so they can hang out with Jesse every day.
That's really cool.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like you've created yourself a community already.
That's right.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks so much again, and take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Okay, before I let you go, we got 1 minute left. Got everybody, I promise I will invite Jesse and Deanna to come back on the show closer to their wedding, and I apologize for everybody we did not get to tonight. The hour went by so fast. But before
thank you
I let
so
you
much
guys,
for having us in.
Oh, God, anytime. You have an open invitation.
Open
invitation. Before we go, I just want to touch on your fundraiser on eBay real quick.
Oh,
how's
awesome.
That working out?
Yeah. You know what? The first couple times it was kind of rough because we do understand that there are people who love us and there are people that don't like us as much. So, the first couple times it was kind of hard because we had people going on there and creating fake accounts and bidding up these items that we were trying to sell. And, you know, we can't change everybody's mind and we can't change everybody's mind about the show, but all the proceeds are going to JSAC, which is Jesse's nonprofit organization that he started to help kids snowboard. And, you know, Jesse can tell everybody more about it, and it's something that he's very passionate about. And since the more that I get to know Jesse, it's something that I'm passionate about too. And, you know, we understand that there's things from the show that people, you know, want to have and they want to
get autographs. And, you know, we sold Jesse's Night One jacket, and the lady actually lived here in Georgia. Her name is Pam. She's awesome, and we met her. She drove down. We met her. We hung out with her for like an hour. We signed some pictures for her. You know, we let her take some pictures, and she donated a large amount of money to JSEC, and we are so grateful. So right now, we put one of my dresses, and it was the dress when I went from 3 to 2 is the night that Jeremy left.
Right.
That blue, it's like a bluish teal dress. It's on eBay, and it's almost closing soon, but we put it up there. People can bid on it, and all the proceeds go to JSEC.
Yep, and you can check out JSEC on MySpace. It's just under JSEC Snowboarding, or you can check us out on the World Wide Web at www.jsecsnowboarding.com.
Perfect. Well, we have one more hello in the chat room. Tawny from North Carolina says hello.
Oh, Tawny, please tell Tawny. She is so awesome.
I know.
Tawny
I
brought her
so
son
bad.
Matt all the way down to Noonan to meet us a few weeks ago. She drove the long 7.5 hours so that they could meet us, and they hung out for a night, and we were so glad to meet her and her son Matt.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet. I wish she would have told me that. Well, Tawny is the one who initiated the email to Stardish Radio to get you guys on. Just so
you know. Tawny is awesome. Tawny
She's
is
awesome.
An email.
Awesome.
Yeah. So definite credit goes to Tawny for the interview. So
absolutely.
Have been fabulous, and I'm amazed at the fans, and it's just amazing to me, and it makes me feel good to connect them to their favorites, which is you guys, and I love it, and I can't wait to have you guys back closer to your wedding.
Hey, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, and to any of the fans that are still listening, you know, we enjoy it. We love it. We get the emails. We read them, and it's touching for Jesse and I both to know that so many people are touched by us and our love story and the fact that we met each other, because that's all it was, you know. It's that show doesn't make or break us. It's just the way that we met, and we just want to say
right.
Thank you to all the fans.
Right, right. Well, you know, this interview is downloadable 30 minutes after the show ends, so you can download it and take it and listen to it and do what you will with it. So everybody will I'm going to send you the stats, because I honestly think we broke a record tonight. I'll email
awesome.
You in the next couple of days and let you know. But
cool.
Again, it was a pleasure, and I'll get in touch with you closer to your wedding and have you back on.
Perfect.
Thank
Thanks so
much.
Much. We look forward to it.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Kids are off to school, and they're bringing me home their cooties. Gosh.
Oh, good.
Second day of school, I'm already getting a cold. So.
Oh.
Well, thanks, guys, and have a great night. Jesse, Deanna, much love to you. Best wishes.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.